GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Our question of the day. Yesterday, asked listeners if they thought that Todd Smith of Maine Fire Equipment Company was out of line for his Indian Outlaw apparel. Normally, we get somewhere between 30 and 40 votes on a question of the day. Sometimes a politician will send out word that, hey, they're asking about me. Do me a favor and go online and vote. I didn't see any such go online and vote, but 140 votes popped in. That is a little above normal. 100% of those responding to the question of the day, those participating, said no. They did not think that Todd Smith was out of line, if you're familiar with the story. Todd Smith dialing in on the PDQ door telephone line. Todd sent us a note yesterday. Todd, we're sorry that your phone blew up yesterday morning, that we might have had something to do with it. Maybe not. We're not sure.
Yeah, so you certainly did have. And, you know, good morning, guys. But it's been a fun week.
Yeah, I would imagine it has been a fun week. It's been a fun few years, actually, in Skowhegan. Why don't we set the stage for people that may not know? I don't. I guess everybody should know. The argument has been going on for some time that that the Skowhegan High School should drop the name Indians as their mascot and their logo. The SAD 54 school board finally in March, in a 14-9 vote, retired the mascot and the imagery, and then the Maine legislature in April also, on a rather, easy vote, prohibited the use of Native American imagery in public schools and colleges in Maine. So the expression Skowhegan Indians is now, it isn't gone, but it's not used anymore. The school is taking down all the imagery, and Skowhegan does not have a name, mascot currently. Am I right?
That is correct. Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So your business, which got everything going yesterday or this week, you started selling some T-shirts and stuff that had the expression Indian Outlaw on them. Tell us about it.
Yes. Yeah, so the T-shirts are not something that we just recently started selling. So in light of our radio sponsorship of the football game coming up at home tonight, actually, we decided to put some of the material that we had on sale. So that Facebook post that went up was some of the older stock designs. Now, the Indian Outlaw specifically was one that came to fruition around the time of that March school board vote, when the people of our community that felt that they were going to, you know, lose their Indian name from the school, they started to feel like they were going to be outlaws if they wore the existing material or clothing that they had. So the design of the Indian Outlaw was created based off from the Tim McGraw song, Indian Outlaw.
So this design is not brand new.
None of the designs that you've seen on our, you know, on social media, Facebook page, website, we haven't created a new design. The newest is the Indian Outlaw, which, as I said, did come about around March of this year at the request of, you know, some others. We don't necessarily create our own designs, but take the ideas and concepts of others and then put them together. Mm-hmm. So, this thing is kind of blown up a little bit out of hand. And, you know, so we put this post out on our business Facebook page to, you know, the 1,600 followers that chose to follow our page and see what we're all about and check in from time to time. And somewhere along the line, it got grabbed by somebody and shared, and it's just kind of gotten out of control. And this is not the first time, but it's certainly the first time to this magnitude where we've been called out for, you know, being something that we're not. And I, you know, that term is racist. But what's happened, I guess, has put me on the phone with you and a lot of your listeners from, like I said, my phone's been blowing up with text messages and messages of people that have been hearing the story on your station. And I guess now I get to share my part.
Let us squeeze in a question to you. I wanted to ask,
explore for us the fact that you're on the school board. You voted against retiring the mascot, and that some way complicates the issue a bit to some.
Yeah, well, it seems to be the perception, that's for sure. So we've been selling the school spirit, Skowhegan specifically, for more than 10 years, so this isn't anything new. Excuse me, I haven't been on the school board for that long, coming up on 3 years. So, you know, it's something that was done prior to. It's been something that's been done for the past few years, and, you know, it's something that I plan to continue to still do as, you know, people request it. Now, you know, the school board is an elected position, and the people of the community that have known that I've been, you know, promoting and selling these materials and items, because they're not just T-shirts, they're the ones that voted me into the school board. They wanted me to represent them in that forum, and I did vote to keep the Indian name. And no, it wasn't so I could continue to keep selling, you know, these materials, because, you know, if and when a new name or mascot is given to the Skowhegan High School, then we'll just shift gears and start producing those items as well.
Yeah, Don, I've been covering, Rick's probably sick of me here saying this, but I've been covering this story for 20 years, I think.
I'm never sick of hearing you talk, George.
But in my sports work, I started with the NCAA, when the NCAA made this move, and they did it slightly different way. They just said, if you continue to use Native American names and mascots, you're not going to be eligible for postseason games. You're not going to be able to host the tournament. That turned things around. And here in Maine, we know that in the collegiate level, Husson changed. The high school level, Scarborough changed. Old Town changed. And across New England, I was looking yesterday, there may be one or two holdouts in New England, but I can't find them. Might be in Massachusetts. Here in Maine, there are none. And there, Skowhegan has a great athletic tradition. There's no question about it. But right now, they're the only team in Maine without any kind of identity other than the name of the town. Maybe it's time that be the focus of things. There are 22 teams in Class B that are going to go on the football field this weekend. Everyone has an identity except Skowhegan. They don't have a name yet.
Yeah, and that's nothing that I can control. I know I will have a voice and a vote as being a school board member, but that hasn't come up on our agenda yet. You know, I know we're taking it really slowly so that we do it correctly, and we get the input from the people that we want to get it from to have their say. But to go back to what you're saying, you know, we were the last team to lose our name, but Skowhegan is a unique position because Skowhegan has, you know, the world's largest wooden Indian in its downtown. Our town seal is an Indian. We have Indian imagery on our town vehicles, and we have it in our town office, and we have it in our opera house. So maybe the school lost the Indian imagery, but the town has not. So you could say that we are still the Skowhegan Indians based on that information alone. Now, to go to what you were saying about this athletics, our uniforms for years haven't said Indians on them. They've just said Skowhegan. So we've simply been known in that venue as Skowhegan. So right now we are, I guess, mascot-less, but that doesn't, you know, that doesn't change who we are on the field, and I certainly hope it changes tonight, but, I don't know. I guess we are the Skowhegan Indians from that perspective.
A listener suggested to us yesterday that perhaps Skowhegan can lead and go without a mascot and just be Skowhegan. In printing and sharing this Indian outlaw apparel, you run the risk of perception. And I'm sure you've heard the comments or read the comments of Moline Dana, the ambassador of the Penobscot Nation, who wrote and suggests that by doing this, you are keeping white supremacy and racism alive. The other possible criticism that you face is, well, he's just trying to make a buck off controversy. So openly, I'll ask you, Todd, did you do this to keep white supremacy and racism alive, or did you do this possibly to make a buck?
Yeah, so no, I don't follow Mullian or any of the people on the other side of the argument. I don't waste my time reading other people's thoughts and comments on what I do or what my business does. It's not what I'm about. As far as racist and white supremacy, I think those are words that are overused and have become watered down. I don't think they carry the weight. I think they're used as catchphrases and trigger words to try to invoke a reaction. And, you know, I just don't buy into that. As far as making a buck, you know, I can see how that would be the case. Somebody might perceive that if this were indeed a new design or a new concept. But as I said, we've been doing this for more than a decade. So, you know, there was no uproar 10 years ago. There was no uproar 5 years ago. Nobody cared. The school board vote came up in 2015, and it became an issue. And as we know, at that point, we kept the Indian name. But yet, 4 or 5 years later, we lose it. So people are upset about that. And, you know, whether they want to say they want to cling to the Native American Indian heritage, or they want to cling to, you know, the glory days of their high school time with the Indian imagery. I don't know what it is, but people are coming in. They're buying these items. And I'm going to tell you, I've met some of the nicest people I've ever met. And my circle of friends has grown because of this. I've never seen the community come together in any fashion. And outside of my time serving our great military, I've lived in Skowhegan, and I've never seen a group of people, a community, come together for a cause like I have over this. And I feel, you know, very beneficial to have met and, you know, talked with a lot of these people.
You're on the SAD 54 school board, as we indicated. I don't know, personally, does the school have any kind of dress code policy? I mean, you're going to be playing Coney tonight. I'm sure people have a right to wear what they want to wear. The thing that's been, to me, has been lost in all this, what are the students in the school saying?
So I'll tell you, the students, I have a niece that's a sophomore, three-sport athlete in the Skowhegan High School, and I asked her when she was a freshman, when there was a lot of noise about this, what's going on, and I asked her, I said, what are your thoughts on it? And her reply was, I don't know anything about it. So the noise in the school, I think, comes from probably home parents and, you know, what they might learn on the media. As far as the dress code, as far as to wear any Skowhegan Indian apparel, however, students are not restricted. So it still takes place in that fashion. And that is not in violation of the law that the governor signed. And, you know, I think that you will see a lot of it at the game tonight. I think, especially in light of what's going on right now and this week, that, you know, well, I can tell you firsthand, there's a lot of new merchandise out in the hands of our public. And, you know, people are passionate about their sports teams. And I think that at the game tonight, you're going to see a lot of it being worn.
Mm. When we started talking with listeners about the protests in which Confederate War statues were being hauled down, a friend of the program reached out to us who had worked in the South and said he read a bumper sticker. No one should, you know, aim their life. Their true north should not be a bumper sticker. But the bumper sticker said something. It said, it's not about hate. It's about heritage. So let us ask you, is the carrying on the Indian logo about hate, or is it about heritage, Todd?
To me personally, it's about heritage. I don't understand hate, first off, whether it be a religious hate or a racial hate or a white supremacist hate. I don't practice hate in my life, and I don't believe that the people that I've spoken with feel that way either. They, you know, I don't know where hate comes from. So that's a difficult one. It's about heritage. It's about our past, and it's about our community. And, you know, you can have pride in your heritage even without Native American ancestry being a huge part of it. So, you know, heritage is the answer I'm going to go with, because that is 100% the way it is.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.